KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high around 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In local news, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones is set to make an announcement during this evening's meeting of the Atlantic City Council. The announcement is with regard to how public forum is conducted and how the policy is managed through the city's committee system. It comes on the heels of a meeting held May 16th, during which a couple of business owners got into a verbal altercation with the mayor and councilperson Kathy Summers with regard to new business incentives and the use of grant funds. During the meeting, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson had warned that he would escort those individuals out of the city hall if they did not act with decorum. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on orders to reappoint Nancy Fredrickson to the Community Promotion Commission, Janet Nielsen, Vicki Brown, and Mark Johnson to the Library Board, and they'll act on an order to close 17th Street from Lomas Circle to Roosevelt Drive this Saturday for a neighborhood block party. In other action items includes the passing of a resolution resetting wages for seasonal and part-time parks and recreation, pool, airport, and wastewater employees. Also a resolution authorizing bids for the Olive Street Bridge repairs, for which the city has bonded $150,000. And John Lund, who serves as the zoning administrator and city administrator, will make a presentation with regard to a planning and zoning review of accessory structures and zoning ordinance. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday two people have been arrested on drug charges last Friday. 43-year-old Levi Stroop of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and violation of probation. And 41-year-old Ada Wilson of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of contraband in a correctional institution. Also arrested June 1st was 56-year-old Jeffrey Stoops of Atlantic for domestic abuse, assault, and obstruction of emergency communications. On May 31st, 32-year-old Tony Mayo of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, by impeding air or blood flow. And on May 30th, 36-year-old Chad Wilcox of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. Each of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Department reports numerous recent arrests as well. On June the 1st, 41-year-old Amy Jo Dole of Atlantic and 43-year-old James Dale Black of Harlan were arrested on one charge each of possession of marijuana first offense. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on their own recognizance. On June 2nd, 40-year-old Rafael Partida of Omaha was arrested by Cass County deputies for possession of meth first offense and possession of marijuana first offense. And 37-year-old Lori Elizabeth Brown of Council Bluffs was arrested for marijuana, third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony, possession of drug paraphernalia, and both Partida and Brown were taken to the Cass County Jail, where Partida remained held on $3,000 bond. Brown's bond was set at $5,000. On June the 5th, Cass County deputies arrested 40-year-old John Blake of Omaha on a warrant for probation violation. On June 4th, 27-year-old Sherry Lowe of Creston was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. On June the 1st, 31-year-old Jeremy Clark of Harlan was arrested also on a district court warrant for probation violation. Each of those persons were assessed bond. And on May the 31st, Cass County deputies arrested 24-year-old Douglas McDaniel of Altoona on a district court warrant for probation violation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has released information about an injury accident that took place around 5:45 p.m. on Monday at the intersection of Highway 71 and 265th Street. Officials say the driver of an SUV, 51-year-old Troy Ferens of Blockton, a 17-year-old male of a 1998 Dodge Ram pickup, and a female passenger on Ferens' SUV were all injured in the crash. The 17-year-old was ejected from the pickup he was driving and transported by Villisca Rescue to the Clarinda Regional Health Center. He was eventually flown by helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha for treatment of serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Troy Ferens, who was trapped in his SUV and had to be extricated by Villisca Fire personnel, was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and later by ambulance to the UNMC for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. A female passenger in his vehicle was transported by Clarinda Rescue to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of unknown injuries. And two minor children in the SUV were not injured. They were released to the custody of family members. Authorities say that accident happened as Ferens was traveling south on Highway 71 in a 2001 Ford Explorer when the driver of the pickup, the 17-year-old, which was traveling west on 265th Street, failed to obey the stop sign and collided with the SUV. The broadside collision caused both vehicles to enter the ditch on the southwest corner of the intersection. The pickup came to rest in the ditch after ejecting the 17-year-old driver. The SUV continued through the ditch and up into a residential yard before coming to rest against a tree. The 17-year-old male was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and failure to use seat belts. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Villisca Fire Department, Villisca Red Oak, and Clarinda Rescue Squads. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.